Welcome back to the WKEI Morning Show, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. And joining us for our People to People program is the chairman of the Henry County Board, Marshall Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about last night's meeting. Where do we begin?
Well, last night's meeting, let me start off saying our census is coming to an end, Census 2020. If you haven't completed your census application, I encourage you to do so. That does mean money for the state. It also will determine how many representatives we have in Congress. You can go to 2020census.gov. That's 2020census.gov. And going there, it'll step you through on how to complete that census if you have not already done so. Now, getting to last night's meeting, we had a productive meeting. Nothing earth-shattering. We looked at our budget for next year, and we're starting to work on that. We've got a 157-page document, a small print that we need to look over for the next 2 months, and we'll be voting on it in November. Hmm. So far, it's looking good. We are still on track. As far as for next year's budget, we have it balanced. This year's budget, we're doing pretty good as well. We had, in our overall budget, we should be at 75%. Mm-hmm. We brought in, we have 64% on revenues and 67% on expenses. So we're still doing good there. We will have a better idea of exactly how where we are after I talk with the county treasurer. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the last day for getting your taxes in without additional fees. So I'll be getting with the treasurer on that to see where we are. Looking at our general fund, once again, we should be at 75%. We're at 71% on revenues and 72% on expenses. Mm. So even with the COVID and with the additional expenses we've had this year, we're doing pretty good there.
I was curious about, we're now 6 months into this COVID-19 pandemic. What would you say has been the biggest impact that COVID-19 has had on the county?
We have had to shut down the courthouse a couple of times. We've had to run our fogger in a couple of rooms in order to sanitize it. And it's just the biggest thing is the effect that it's had upon the people. We tend to not think about it, but there is a lot of stress that's involved there. Mm. And I think in terms of not only our regular employees, but also the volunteers and the employees we have in emergency management, our health department employees, they're putting in many more hours than they're used to. The Office of Emergency Management has been manned each day since day one. Mm-hmm. They put in a tremendous amount of time. And also just trying to make sure that everything is, that we keep everyone safe. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that's the biggest thing there.
It's been pretty remarkable that there hasn't been a significant outbreak at, say, one of the Henry County nursing homes or an outbreak of the type where we can put it to a specific place. Is it, unlike other cities have had where you can specifically target a spot where COVID-19 happened and spread to a lot of people, there hasn't been that kind of cluster in Henry County because of the Office of Emergency Management and their efforts.
And I think one of the things also I have to compliment the various nursing homes, they have taken steps to try to ensure that does not happen here. And as you say, thus far, it has not, and I'm thankful that it hasn't.
Absolutely. And of course, that brings us, of course, to Hillcrest, which is under Henry County, and the efforts that they've put in have been pretty remarkable.
Hillcrest has had zero COVID cases. We continue to test our employees and clients as they come in. But so far, we haven't had any, and we're hoping to keep it at that. But speaking of Hillcrest, we've been pretty busy out there. We're preparing for winter. One of the things that we have an old maintenance shed that we'll be taking down this fall. We're repairing the roof on another shed. We've purchased a truck and a salt spreader, you know, for snow removal and for ice mitigation. And we've also purchasing an ice machine and a new stove for the facility. Presently, we're renting an ice machine, and we found out that we can purchase one and save money in the long run, so we're taking that route. Speaking of purchasing, also looking in our public safety department, we're outfitting a prisoner transport van. In the past, we've had a homemade cage that you put in the back of a van. Mm. Well, that's really not safe. Mm-hmm. And having to, for instance, if we have to go out to the West Coast or the East Coast to pick up a prisoner that has a Henry County warrant, we need to be able to bring them back safely. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're all familiar with what happened in Baltimore with Freddie Gray and not having the prisoner properly secured. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure something like that does not happen in Henry County. So that's one of the things that's going on in public safety. In our administration department, of course, last month we talked about the parking lot that we're redoing and we had drainage problems, and we're also expanding the parking lot there. The workers are hard at it right now. I understand they ran into a couple of problems, but they are continuing to work over the weekend to get this thing completed. Mm-hmm. Something that we spoke about a couple of times was that Henry County was awarded some additional dollars for Rural Revolving Loan Fund, mm-hmm. which are specifically directed toward businesses that have been affected by the COVID shutdown. We have had eight businesses apply for what we call the COVID Relief Fund loans. The RRLF board approved 7, and they presented that to us at Henry County Board. Of course, we looked over it and we approved those last night. That's in the amount of $457,700 in loans that have been set out. I want to encourage any of our businesses that have been affected to contact our Economic Development Director. He's also over the Relief Fund, Jim Kelly. He can be reached at 309-937-3410. One of the interesting things about these loans is they're 1% interest. For the first year, they are not having you pay anything. Month 13, you make up the difference there.
Mm-hmm. If you're a business and you've been struggling and it's because of COVID-19, you really should look into this type of help because it is available. And Henry County, the state, the country wants to keep businesses in business.
Indeed, we do. Indeed, we do. Something else that was mentioned last night at the meeting, Rayanne may have mentioned it when she was here earlier during the week, is that we also have are recognizing businesses and individuals as public health heroes. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jim Kelly, for instance, he's been going throughout the county, and as he finds businesses that are following the guidelines that have been set out, mm-hmm. He's talking to the managers and he's congratulating them on what they're doing. Now, we want to make sure that our businesses are safe. We want to give their customers, they can have confidence that they can go in and have minimal risk of any type of infections. And so they are recognizing these businesses, they are giving them a certificate and just saying thank you for keeping our people safe. One of the things you can do, you can nominate anyone you want, any business or even groups of individuals. There have been a couple of groups of that have provided masking, and they too have been recognized. If you go to the Henry County Health Department website or Facebook page, you can make your nominations there. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that we're doing to try to recognize and appreciate the people throughout our community. We're trying to keep everyone safe as possible.
Yeah, it's a nice headline to have when you're called a public health hero.
That's correct. That is correct.
Now, did you have some appointments last night?
Yes, we had one confirmation for the Mud Creek Drainage District. And we voted on one. That was Steve Van Heifte. He was confirmed last night. We also have six others that were held over until next month. We always publish the appointees and give everyone at least a month to look at it. And if they have a problem with it, next month when we vote on it, they have that opportunity to say yes or no. So that's what we've done there. Planning and development didn't really have any action items. As a matter of fact, they did not meet last month, which also, no meeting. That helps to keep our budget in line. Hmm. Our transportation group, they've been doing seal coating throughout the area in various townships. They've got about six places left to complete, but that's been going along quite well also. As you may have noticed, they've done some work even here in the city of Kewaunee. So mm-hmm. I was speaking with Steve Faber the other day, and he was appreciative of the work that the Henry County Highway Department has done.
Mm-hmm. That said, there was some sort of miscommunication that he also brought up at the most recent Kewaunee City Council meeting, that perhaps the city and the county weren't quite on the same page in terms of scheduling exactly where this type of work would take place.
He mentioned that to me as well, not so much as saying that the county was out of line, but that things like that happen. Mm-hmm. We need to work together closer to make sure that we don't have those disconnects in the future.
Mm, absolutely. Well, anything else you'd like to cover this morning?
Well, let's see, we also purchased a new vehicle for our coroner. It was purchased under the state contract. The coroner has the vehicle that she had was had quite a few miles on it, and it also did not enable her to do any transport herself. But with this new vehicle, she'll be able to transport bodies to Peoria for autopsies and things of that sort, so that should save us on that.
Mm-hmm.
We've also authorized the purchase of some new shredders for the county. We currently have a shredder, and it's quite old. We have one shredder down in the basement. It takes three sheets of paper at a time,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't really provide the security that we want.
Hmm.
So we're upgrading that. We'll have a shredder on each floor.
This obviously seems to a lot of people like it could be a minor issue, but honestly, when you're generating the kind of paper that a county generates on a monthly basis, the shredder is actually an incredibly important aspect.
It is very important, and there is a lot of critical information that we don't want to just disseminate to anyone that wants to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have to have the proper equipment there. We're also making moves to improve our cyber security. We will be testing our employees. We're having additional training to ensure that we are not falling victim to phishing scams and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing what we can to keep our information the county's information as safe as possible. We've been complimented by the state for a county our size. It says we are much more secure than a lot of other counties. But we want to continually improve upon that. And we want to make sure that our employees are have the mindset to think safety first.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things as far as any company or county falling victim to cybercrime is the employee himself
mm-hmm.
or herself. So continuous training, feedback for those who do good and for those who do bad. We're just attempting to make ourselves as safe as possible. And I want to compliment our employees for the work they've done, and also the my county board subcommittee chairman. They make things a lot easier for me as they look over their committees. They make decisions. I want to compliment my county administrator also. She's new, I'm new. As we go along, we'll stub our toe and we'll say, okay, what happened there? Well, that didn't work. Well, what are we going to do to improve it?
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll make steps along that way to change things. What my objective, and I believe the objective of our board is to ensure that we make our county just a little better than it was when we started.
Mm.
And if we can do that, continue to improve ourselves and continue to improve the processes, we'll be in good shape. I was talking with the sheriff last night, and he had mentioned that he appreciated the way our boards in the past couple of years have been operating, and that there's a sense of cooperation, which we want to continue to engender that sense that we cooperate.
Mm.
As I was coming in, I was listening to the radio, and I had to turn it off. Of course, there were a couple of political ads on. It's a funny thing for a politician to say. But there were a couple of political ads on, one on the national scene, and I'll be happy when this is over.
Yeah.
Let's stop all the rhetoric. Let's just work to make our country, our states, our counties, our cities, our neighborhoods, make them better.